My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Share that on the air.
Well, King asked me during the break, he said, did you hear about Sid Vicious, the professional wrestler? Sid Udy was his real name. And I said, I did actually. Yeah. So I used to get wrestling magazines, buy wrestling magazines back in the day.
Yep.
And they had this wrestling, one issue told of this guy who went by the name Humongous. It was actually went as Lord Humongous, which was a character in the Mad Max movie, The Road Warrior.
Yep.
Who's this big guy that had a mask on, like a Jason Voorhees mask. So that's what this wrestler was doing. And then years later, I found out that wrestler was actually Sid Vicious when he first started wrestling. I'm like, well, that's odd. But he was a massive individual, like 6'9", 6'10". I believe he was from Arkansas. But just huge, like muscle, big guy. And he's the one that broke his leg in the ring, a horrible break. Jumping off like the second rope against the Steiner brothers and snapped the leg, went all floppy, disgusting. But I had a chance to, I got a fist pump from Sid when he was in ECW, Extreme Championship Wrestling. And they came to town in 1999, I think 1998, 99. And I went to the show. We got great seats, like third row. And I was right along the railing when the wrestlers came in. So here he comes, everybody's going nuts, and he's huge. And he's fist bumping everybody. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this, but I think he's gonna break my hand. He had it down, and this should let you know, because professional wrestlers know how to pull the punches, right?
Yeah.
So he had it down where it looked like he's going to kill you, and he'd stop it right before it hits your hand. It just gently touches it. I was like, you're awesome. He was great. So to hear that he passed last week, that was sad.
Well, hey man, you touch greatness.
You know, I did.
He had a brush with greatness.
I did.
Yep. Okay, so we're always kind of workshopping new ideas today, and one of them was, you know, why do highways in Chicago say Memphis? I don't know if we'll continue talking about weird highway signs. Not sure that we're going to do that moving forward. But, Gator, I've got a fact here that I want you to react to.
We got a fact.
So, fact, react.
Okay. Going to react to the fact.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a fact and I want your reaction. Kang, I want your reaction. Fact: the Detroit Lions have never won 10 or more games in consecutive seasons.
Okay.
What's your reaction?
I've lived through it, so. Yep.
My reaction
until this year.
My reaction is changes now, right?
Yeah.
They're about to, they're in theory, should end that streak.
Now they play an extra game now. They play 17 instead of 16.
And that's true. And they used to play
instead of 14.
And there was a time where I think they played 12.
Yeah.
So it gets a little bit easier to reach that goal.
But nonetheless, most of our adult lives, all of our adult lives, they played 16 or 17 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first reaction is believable.
Totally.
Yes.
It's believable. I mean, it's got that has to end. I mean, this team, anything, I mean, what was it? The caller said their floor is 12-5, and we're like, oh, easy, tap the brakes.
Yeah.
You said the floor is 10-7?
I think so.
I think I'd go with the same. I mean, of course, with the caveat of that's always
injuries,
barring injuries. But yeah, I think the floor is 10-7.
I mean, see if we get Sudfeld back, but.
I'm surprised, Gator, you didn't go with the floor is 10-6-1.
Oh, I said 10 wins.
Oh, okay. So you're going to go 10 wins. 10 right. wins is the floor. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we're so accustomed to anything positive that ever happened with the Lions. And they had some decent seasons, right?
Yes.
It was
12,
never,
didn't they have a 12-4 season?
Yeah, it was never followed up.
They've had 11-5 seasons. They've had 10-6.
In fact, Wayne Fonts kind of perfected that, didn't he? Really good, bad season. Really good, bad season.
There was a lot of that. Maybe more made out than really what was. But they did quite a bit of yo-yoing.
Mm-hmm. But sustainability here is, I mean, I guess there are no guarantees with anything. The NFL is filled with surprises. Right now, there's a team with high hopes preparing for the season that is going to have a bad year.
Sorry, Dallas.
Kang, your reaction is just your that ends now?
No. Well, yeah, I think I just say that's believable, but this is a new team, new regime, you know, new year, all that stuff, but it feels new. It's not you're not just saying it like in years past. It just feels different. We've never gone, I personally have never gone into a season where it's very realistic that you are going to play in the Super Bowl and win it. Like when Brad Holmes was asked the question straight up yesterday, they expect to win the Super Bowl. That's never been, not my, you know, ever since I've been around rooting for the Lions, never been said realistically.
I got the season by season up right here. The last time the Lions won double digit games and followed that up with a winning season was 93-94. In 95, they went 10-6, 96, 5-11. In 2011, they went 10-6, 2012, 4-12. 2014, they went 11-5, 2015, 7-9.
So what was that run in the 91 season where they went 12-4?
1991, they went 12-4.
And then 1990, then they had the
12-4 to 5-11
injury and Andelsek death. And then they went what the next year?
10-6, followed by 9-7. 10-6, followed by 5-11. 9-7, followed by 5-11. And 8-8, 9-7 was about the best stretch.
So they had a really good 4-year run there.
Yeah, pretty good.
And then obviously Lions.
Yep. Well, chance to do something unprecedented here for them. Tigers open a series with Minnesota after losing Thursday 3-0. The wild card chase, they are down to, they're at 5 games. But with Boston coming in at 3.5 games, I got to tell you, this feels like a huge weekend series, does it not?
It's a big weekend series. It's a big weekend series. Plus, we get Casey Mize tonight, I believe. Let's hope that Casey Mize is ready to add to this pitching staff and add some more stability. And maybe we don't have to do so much of the cobbling together that A.J. Hinch has done so brilliantly over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, they've cobbled a lot. And if you take a look at the Boston starting pitchers for this series, and thank you for Stan and Shelby who told me to look this up. Tanner Houck, month of August, 5.16 ERA with a batting average against of .292. Nick Pivetta, 6.14 ERA. He's given up 6 home runs and 3 starts. Cooper Criswell, 6.43 ERA on-base percentage against .397. They've had, their starters for this series have had a rough August. And so maybe that trend continues.
Well, let's get back on the winning train tonight, and it'll be good. What, a game above 500 right now?
Yep. All right, you ready to pick some games?
I am.
All right, just college games this week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, Gator. I
would have lost last night.
You would have lost last night?
Oh, I did lose last night.
I had the over in the Nodak State Colorado game.
There you go.
That worked out well.
All right.
All right. I'm going to start major changes at Bama. And they are a 31.5 point favorite against one of the better teams from Conference USA, Western Kentucky, who I believe has an LSU transfer starting at quarterback. Like, Bama will win the game, but I will take Western Kentucky plus the 31.5, an adjustment period for the beginning of the Kalen DeBoer era. I'll take Western Kentucky plus 31.5.
All right, Doug, I'm going to start in the Big Ten game tonight. Michigan State hosting Florida Atlantic. The over-under total is set at 45. I like the over in this. I think Michigan State's going to score some points, and I think the defense is going to be a work in progress so that Florida Atlantic, the Owls, can get on the board too. But the total's going to be over 45, and I think Michigan State wins as well. But that's not part of the bet, just the over 45.
All right, tough task for Notre Dame as they go on the road to College Station and Kyle Field to take on a talented Texas A&M team. Texas A&M is laying 3. I like Texas A&M to win and cover the 3. Against Notre Dame.
Interesting. Georgia starts the season with a tough non-conference opponent.
Yes.
They're at home.
Oh, they're at the Mercedes-Benz now.
Well,
right?
They're in Atlanta. I think that's kind of home. Although, do they split the sales down the middle? Georgia's given up 11.5 points against Clemson. Georgia's a well-oiled machine. They've got the offensive players. You know they're going to be good defensively. I don't know what Clemson's going to offer in the first game of the year, but I think Georgia puts a whooping on them by more than 11.5 points.
My final game, I'm looking at a total Nebraska versus UTEP. Nebraska, the Dylan Raiola era starting. The total in that game is 38. I'll play the over Nebraska and UTEP, over 38.
Interesting. Lastly, I'll stay in the Big Ten. My pick to win the Big Ten is Penn State. They're giving up 8 points at West Virginia. I know West Virginia is going to be tough. It's on the road, but I think this is Penn State's year. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week.
All right. And my lock of the week, by the way, is Texas A&M over Notre Dame. Car House lock of the week. Kang every week endorses a pick and hates on one.
Oh, sorry, Kang.
No, it's okay. I'm finding a hard time finding a like in one of you guys' picks, man. I think you guys are doing terrible this week.
You want to hate on 2 of them?
Yeah, I do.
All right,
All right. Doug, Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman, 4-1-1 against the spread as an underdog. I'll take Notre Dame in the
Didn't you know that one?
Yeah.
Didn't
take that into account.
And I don't feel the same about Penn State. I think West Virginia outright wins this one, Gator. I'm sorry, man.
There you go. We don't bet, but if we did, these would be the games that we would play. We do it every Friday here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. And next week, we weave in the NFL.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.